This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Metro Denver's real estate market is slowing somewhat, but prices are still at or close to record highs. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
A new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors says homes sat on the market for an average of 11 days in August. That may not sound like a lot, but it's an increase from 9 days in July. And earlier this year, it took an average of just 3 to 4 days to go into contract on a home in the metro area, which includes Boulder and Broomfield counties. Low interest rates and a lack of homes for sale are still driving the pandemic boom in housing. The median price for a home in Denver is $540,000, about the same as it was in July, but a jump of about 17% compared to a year ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is launching a new grant aimed at helping primary care providers distribute COVID-19 vaccines directly to patients. Each recipient will receive $60,000 to $120,000, depending on their size. They'll also get additional compensation for every vaccine administered. Polis said the relationship between a doctor and their regular patient is intimate and may help persuade unvaccinated people to get a shot. A Colorado Rockies player has been named the National League Player of the Month in Major League Baseball. First baseman C.J. Crone had 11 home runs in August. He led the league in that stat as well as batting average and runs batted in. The Rockies enter September with 61 wins and 72 losses. This weekend, they're playing the Atlanta Braves. This is CPR News and KRCC.